You're listening to SBS News.
Visiting flood-hit communities in the Hawkesbury region, New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet saw firsthand the damage from the floodwaters that reached 14 metres, 1 metre higher than the river levels seen during floods a year ago. Mr. Perrottet says even with the weather forecast to ease, the flood event is not over. He tried to reassure residents, saying that the state government will support them all the way.
And we don't want them to just go back to a house, we want them to go back to a home. The clean-up is well underway, not just here in Hawkesbury, but also in the northern rivers. Around 4,000 tonnes of debris a day is being collected. There are around 100 trucks on the ground.
The Premier says there are three aspects to the flood recovery plan.
I think it's incredibly important that those three key immediate areas that I've identified, getting the clean-up completed, getting people into homes, and getting financial assistance out the door. So we're working tirelessly to achieve that.
Resilience New South Wales Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says more than 8,000 houses have been damaged in the Hawkesbury-Nepean region.
So far, the damage assessments are being undertaken and coordinated through the SES are close to 15,000 properties that have been assessed. More than half of those, over 8,000, have been identified as having damage. And we know that about 25% of all the properties are uninhabitable. So we're talking about a significant number of people being displaced, a significant scale and effort of recovery and rebuilding that will be needed, not just to homes, not just to properties, but to businesses and townships right across different parts of the state.
Mr. Perrottet also used his visit to announce a $25 million mental health support package to help residents in the short and long term.
And I know for many people, this event, this destruction, can be overwhelming, but we will be there side by side with you every step of the way. We will get through this. We will get the housing. We will get the cleanup completed, and we will get every single community and every single person back on their feet as quickly as possible.
The damage has sparked concerns of a homelessness crisis and has added pressure on Prime Minister Scott Morrison over the federal government's response to the crisis. Speaking to the Nine Network, Mr. Morrison says the defence forces and agencies involved responded as quick as they possibly could.
We moved as quickly as the defence forces and the agencies can. No response is ever going to be able to meet the overwhelming need. And the first response always comes from the community.
Mr. Morrison said on March 9 that he wanted to declare a state of emergency in New South Wales, which led to a formal declaration by the Governor-General on March 11. The Prime Minister has chosen not to declare a state of emergency in Queensland after Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk said the moment had passed and the state is now shifting to recovery mode. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the federal government's response has been insufficient and too slow, and the affected communities deserve better.
As a result of the failure of the government to just say more than they're still reviewing it, why is it that the response and that declaration was so slow? Why is it that it wasn't comprehensive and to everyone that was needed? Why is it that it took until Wednesday to declare this a national emergency when it's been a national emergency since it occurred and when the Parliament adopted legislation unanimously about the need to declare national emergencies?
In Queensland, around 1,100 tonnes of debris have been cleared from the Brisbane River, 2 weeks after the state's wettest February in 130 years. Queensland Treasurer Cameron Dick says authorities are slowly returning the Port of Brisbane to its full capacity.
We know there is danger lurking under the water in the Brisbane River, and we are working very hard to ensure that the river can get back to normal and we can restore marine activity on the river.
Authorities have warned people against what they're calling disaster tourism, saying people should avoid taking selfies with debris near the Brisbane River. Maritime Safety Queensland says there are still 150 objects yet to be dragged out of the flooded river's floor. The number of Australian Defence Force personnel helping with the clean-up in Queensland and New South Wales has now been boosted to 7,000, with help also on the way to Brisbane from Fiji and the US Navy. 100 more motorhomes are also on their way to the flood-hit communities in New South Wales to provide temporary accommodation after the first 20 arrived on Sunday. The Insurance Council of Australia says the current claims from Queensland and New South Wales are estimated to total $1.89 billion. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.